news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
As expected, the Office of the Special Counsel on Tuesday evening released the Michael Flynn sentencing memo. MSNBC has the details.
Special Counsel Robert Mueller is tonight recommending little or no prison time for former Trump National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, who pleaded guilty 1 year ago to lying to the FBI to cover up his discussions with Russia's ambassador to the U.S. Just a few hours ago, the cryptic Mueller team filed a sentencing memo for Flynn in federal court here in Washington. The documents note that, quote, given the defendant's substantial assistance and other considerations, a sentence at the low end of the guideline range, including a sentence that does not impose a term of incarceration, is appropriate and warranted. An additional memo lays out how Flynn helped Mueller's investigation, but a lot of it is blacked out, and that in itself is telling. It does show that Flynn, quote, has assisted with several ongoing investigations, telling again, including an investigation concerning any links or coordination between the Russian government and individuals associated with the campaign of President Trump, and that he, quote, participated in 19 interviews with the feds and provided documents and communications. This filing notes that Flynn started working with the government not long after it first sought his cooperation. We quote again, his early cooperation was particularly valuable because he was one of the few people with long-term and first-hand insight regarding events and issues under investigation by the SCO, the special counsel's office. The Mueller team also notes the defendant's record of military and public service distinguish him from every other person who has been charged. However, senior government leaders should be held to the highest standards.
Mueller's office is expected to release the Paul Manafort sentencing documents this coming Friday. CIA Director Gina Haspel on Tuesday briefed a small group of Republican senators about the killing of Washington Post journalist Jamal Khashoggi. After the meeting, both Lindsey Graham and Bob Corker said they were even more convinced that Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman was involved.
I have zero question in my mind that the Crown Prince, MBS, ordered the killing, monitored the killing, knew exactly what was happening, planned it in advance. If he was in front of a jury, he would be convicted in 30 minutes, guilty. The question is, what do we do about that? And by the way, they've, as you know, renditioned other people and tortured other people that have been their dissidents. So the message we've sent to them is one that will cause him to continue on the path that he's on, and I'm sure other actors in the region will take note of that. So somehow or another, it's unfortunate, and again, I'm continuing to urge the administration to themselves speak to this in the appropriate manner.
What do you want them to do?
This has got to be strongly condemned.
There's not a smoking gun, there's a smoking saw. You have to be willfully blind not to come to the conclusion that this was orchestrated and organized by people under the command of MBS, and that he was intricately involved in the demise of Mr. Khashoggi. Open source reports show that he had been focusing on Mr. Khashoggi for a very long time. It is zero chance, zero, that this happened in such an organized fashion without the Crown Prince. As to Pompeo and Mattis, I have great respect for them. I would imagine if they were Democratic, in a Democratic administration, I would be all over them for being in the pocket of Saudi Arabia. But since I have such respect for them, I'm going to assume that they're being good soldiers. And when they look at the analysis, they're being technical in their statement.
The Attorneys General of Maryland and the District of Columbia on Tuesday issued subpoenas formally demanding financial records from Donald Trump's businesses as part of their lawsuit, alleging his dealings with foreign governments violate anti-corruption clauses of the U.S. Constitution. Among other documents, the attorneys general are seeking revenue statements and tax returns from the Trump Organization entities. Donald Trump's longtime political ally, Roger Stone, invoked his Fifth Amendment protection as he declined to share documents and testimony with members of the Senate Judiciary Committee, according to a letter posted Tuesday by the committee's top Democrat, Senator Dianne Feinstein. Here's Donald Trump on various occasions offering his opinion on why people would take the Fifth.
When you have your staff taking the Fifth Amendment, taking the Fifth so they're not prosecuted. When you have the man that set up the illegal server taking the Fifth, I think it's disgraceful.
Fifth Amendment, Bob. The mob takes the Fifth. If you're innocent, why are you taking the Fifth Amendment?
Fifth Amendment, horrible. Horrible.
He pleaded the Fifth, and that was the end. We never heard about him again. This is like Watergate, only it's worse.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell nearly 800 points as investors' doubts over the U.S.-China trade deal renewed anxieties about the pace of economic growth. The market is closed on Wednesday, as are most government offices and agencies, for a national day of mourning as former President George H.W. Bush is memorialized at the National Cathedral in Washington. I got the And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener funded, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.